We're talking today with Athena Luthi. Athena, you're, of course, a pork producer from northwestern Oklahoma and a member of the National Pork Board. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about y'all's hog operation in the Gage area.
Our operation is located south of Fargo. We're in the Gage area. We are a contract producer. We are partnered with the Mashoffs from Illinois, and we are a farrow-to-wean operation, which means we take care of the sows and their babies. And from there, they go to Iowa and on to finish in Iowa.
This is a concept that we've kind of seen develop for Oklahoma's pork industry. Obviously, we do have a processing plant in the area, but in a lot of cases, it's been makes more economic sense to ship baby pigs up to where the corn is produced on a larger scale basis.
Yes, that's correct. It has evolved where it is Oklahoma is ideal climate for taking care of the sows and housing the sows here and having the babies here and then finishing the pigs up north, like you said, in Iowa where the corn is. And that is where the corn is, so it makes sense to take the pigs to where the corn is. And that does work well for Oklahoma as agriculture is a viable part of the community.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with, of course, Oklahoma Pork Council. But then your involvement there got you kind of vaunted into or jumped into the National Pork Board. And I guess what you've actually been on the Pork Board for a couple of years now.
I'm on my second term on the Pork Board, so I'm on year four. And our involvement in Oklahoma Pork Council has been a family event. My husband was involved in the 90s. Primarily then, and now my son is involved, and as a result of our family being involved, I'm now on the Pork Board, Pork Board member.
Okay, tell me about the Pork Board. Yeah, you know, for folks that are either in the hog industry, don't really know too much about the Pork Board, or folks that are outside the hog industry, tell me a little bit about what it's all about.
The Pork Board, the National Pork Producers Board, is the checkoff funds that the pork producers pay. They pay checkoff funds. They pay a percentage of their gross sales to the pork checkoff. And the Pork Board takes care of these funds, and their primary responsibility is to provide research, education, and promotion of pork. An example of PED, they are taking care of that and providing research to help producers to take care of this disease. And the Pork Board member is a pork producers who are appointed by the Secretary of Ag, and we serve on the Pork Board up to 6 years, and our responsibility is to use those funds to the best interest of pork producers.
And how many Pork Board members are there?
There's 15, and we're from all over the United States.
So you meet on a periodic basis several times a year. Well, I guess you've got a meeting coming up, in fact.
Yes, we have a meeting next week, and we will, again, have some board members who rotate off. And about every year, five pork board members do rotate off and five come on.
You know, you mentioned the working as far as research is concerned on PEDV, but also you've got other things, other responsibilities, education as well as promotion.
Yes, education and promotion is one of them. As far as promotion, we have come out with a new slogan, Be Inspired, and that is geared to get current people that do eat pork products to use pork more on their plate every day. And another promotion we do is try to talk to our customers to tell them how pork is raised, that it is a safe product for them, and to educate them that pork is safe.
When it comes to working with the consumer, obviously that consumer has changed quite a bit, and I guess that's one of the reasons that you decided to retire a trusted and true tagline here a year or so ago.
That tagline is still used. It's not totally retired. It's just we have done a slogan just to reach more people today. As people interest change, we need to change with it and need to meet the consumer needs. And one way of meeting that and to be able to speak to consumers was to come up with a tagline, Be Inspired, and that's to provide education, research, education, and let them know that pork is safe.
When you think about your service at this national level, Obviously, that takes a fair amount of your time over the course of several years now. Well, you'll serve a total of 6 years when you finish up the next couple of years. Why the willingness to go ahead and invest that time away from your family, away from your operation?
One of the reasons is to give back to an industry that has provided a living for our family. Our family is involved in our operation. Our two sons are involved, and with our son taking over more and more, this has freed up time for me to be able to be involved. And the other reason is to give back to an industry that has been good to us, and it's an industry we're proud of.
You're going to be honored by the Oklahoma Pork Council, National Oklahoma Pork Producers, at the Pork Congress this weekend as a Hall of Fame inductee. And looking at your involvement in the hog industry over the years, what do you think maybe has changed the most since you got involved, I guess maybe in the 1990s?
The things that have changed since we've been involved in pork production is the changes have been that we need to reach out to consumers. We need to be transparent to consumers. We need to tell them how our pork is raised and that we do care for the pigs that are in our barns, and that we do provide a safe and quality pork, and that we do what's in the best interest for consumer and provide them a safe protein source. And that pork is a safe protein source, and let them know how we take care of the animals, how we don't impact the environment, and how we naturally reuse our resources such as water over and over again. That's the message that we need to do is just to be willing and able to talk to consumers and to talk to them one-on-one or in a group.
Right. I guess, mentioning the environment, that's been a real, a point of conversation, maybe is one way to talk about it, with folks inside the state of Oklahoma. It seems like the Oklahoma hog industry, as we saw Seaboard make the announcement to come in, and there was a lot of fear. I know in your part of the country, there were people that did not like the idea of some of our hog operations coming into really literally all across the state where we've seen hog barns spring up. That's taken some education and some hard work on the part of the hog industry to prove the value.
Yes, you're right. As the hog industry did change and some companies did come in, it allowed our family to stay in business is what happened. We did partner with a company, and it allowed us to stay in business and provide income for the families that work for us. And it has proven that we do take care of the environment, that we follow the rules and regulations that has been set forth, and we do what we can and take care of the environment, and that it does not harm the environment.